So, all right, here we go. You are listening to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported, radio for open ears. You are listening to Local Waves in conversation with me, Michael Amari, and my guest this week is Al Crisafulli.
Perfect.
Crisafulli, said it perfect. This show, Local Waves, is every Friday night, 8 p.m. till 10 or midnight. This is new, interesting local music from the Hudson Valley, Catskills, Capital Region, and Western Mass. This is algorithm-free radio. And my guest tonight, Al Crisafulli, I wanted to have him on because he does a local record label called Dromedary Records, and he also does a local festival called Drom Fest, which is happening Labor Day weekend, August 29th through 31st at the Avalon Lounge. Al, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Mike. It's always good to see you, and hi, everybody.
Yeah, and of course, you have your own show on GXC. You're very familiar with this studio.
Yes. Feels weird being over on this.
You're on the other side of the glass right now. And yeah, I mean, I'm doing this segment to talk to local musicians and local people in the scene, but one of the things I'm really interested about is the people who are not in bands, who are doing critical stuff to be the glue in the scene. And one of those things is local record labels. There's only a few.
Yeah.
And Dromedary Records, I want to get into the history of Dromedary Records. Started in North Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And what year did you move up here?
2019. Six years now.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how the record label came to be. And then also, I'm really interested in like what that move to Kingston in 2018-19, how that has affected the label in your mind. Sure. Since then.
So Dromedary is something that I started right out of college. I wanted to work in the record business. And then once I started talking to people in the record business, I realized that I didn't want to work in the record business. I had this idea of what I thought a record label should look like, and it looked nothing like what record labels look like. And yeah. So I just decided I'm going to start one. And I did. And my wife and I and my best friend at the time, you know, just basically started going around New Jersey and finding bands that we liked and putting out records. And pretty soon we were putting out records by folks from all over. So it's been 33 years now. It's been a great ride.
Yeah. And I guess specifically on that Kingston move, like, you know, last year you put out a record by, Overheard, mm-hmm. which is a great local band. We'll talk a little bit more about them, but like, is that the first record you've put out by a Hudson Valley band? Like, how did that come to be?
So we actually did a single with Mark Lerner's, a Mark Lerner project called Sugar Fight, with kind of a powerful thing.
Yep.
We did that, and then Overheard. You know, obviously, you know, we want to be, you know, we live in this community and we do things in this community and helping to work with bands and elevate bands in this area is a big part of, you know, what I want to be able to do. And so Overheard was kind of a fluky thing, because what happened was I was trying to find, we had booked a show at Tubby's for another Dromedary band, and I was trying to find a local band that would blend well with, it was Cathedral Ceilings, and mm-hmm. and Overheard do not blend well with Cathedral Ceilings, but what happened was I they had just kind of started as a band right before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And this show was our first show coming out of the pandemic. It was our first show in the Hudson Valley. And it was really important to me that there be a local band, but I had no idea that they were not really a band. And and so I reached out to them and we did this show together, and they're just such great people and they're so talented. And
So it, you know, the relationship has been great ever since. They've been writing and recording, and we've been doing shows and things together, and it's such a privilege to be able to put out their first record, that's always a neat thing to do.
Yeah, it's so important when you're a band. You know, they're a relatively new band.
Yeah.
They've written this batch of songs. They've been playing. They've been promoting their shows, and then to have someone say, "Hey, like, can I help you put your music out there?" You know, and help you reach a few more people. It's so key, and even in just in the regard that it gives the band some confidence.
Sure.
That their music is worth hearing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, you've been doing this for a while. You know how many sharks there are, you know, out there,
and
how many pitfalls there are for bands, and so.
But more than the sharks, it's the void.
Now, I think the
void is almost like I would love to be swindled by a major label these days. Do you know what I mean? Like the more the issue is just the how do I even get my friends and my neighbors to know that I've put music out. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
And let alone get it on a Spotify playlist, get it on some radio, get it, you know, trickling out in different ways. And a label can help so much with that. And you know, so with Dromedary Records, you've built up a following that trusts your taste in music. Not to say that it's all the same type of music,
right?
But when you say, "Hey, I'm taking the time and the energy and the money to put this record out," there's people out there who will say, "Okay, I'm gonna check that out." You know,
some. I mean, we're tiny, but it's a thing, and it is, you know. That's the part of it that I love. I've always been that guy who wants, you know, this is why I have a radio show. It's, you know, I want you to hear, "Hey, have you heard this? Have you heard this?" So, you know, it's sort of having a label is kind of a natural extension of that, where you find a band that nobody knows and you say, "Oh my God, people need to hear this band." And, you know, putting out their record is kind of, you know, the ultimate, "Hey, check this out," you know, that you can do.
Exactly, because you're not just saying, "Hey, check this out." You're saying, "I'm putting a bunch of time and effort behind it."
Yeah.
Don't necessarily have to answer this. Do you have any other local artists that you are trying to put out their records or in the process of? Is there anything that you would want to say on that?
We're working on a really interesting project. I guess I can talk about this, even though it's not set in stone. With an area poet named Karen Schomer, this is going to be a very different thing for us, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But that's kind of off a couple of months, and that'll be neat. And you know, I'm always poking around and listening to local bands, and even if there's not an opportunity for us to put out a record. There's the radio show and there's shows that we, you know, that we book and that sort of thing. We're always, you know, there's always somebody looking for a local band and that sort of thing. So
I could say that you curate nights and bills at places like Tubby's in Kingston and Avalon and Catskill. And then sort of the crown jewel has become this Drom Fest, which is, this is going to be the third year.
Yeah, this is the third one.
Like I said, Labor Day weekend, that's August 29th through 31st. And it's all at Avalon Lounge this year. I know you've kind of...
It's actually all over the place this year.
Okay, so
it's
in Catskill?
In Catskill. Yeah, yeah. And we're going to be doing... readings at Spikes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got up
the record shop.
I can't just leave well enough alone. Like each year I said, "Well, all right, if I'm going to do it again next year, but I want to do this better." So Saturday shows will alternate between Return Outpost and the Avalon. Sunday shows will alternate between Left Bank and the Avalon. And then also we're going to do a breakfast thing at Cafe Joust on Saturday morning.
Former Hilo, which was kind of the first music venue in Catskill at the time when it opened.
Yeah.
And you have some local acts on this on this lineup, which I do want to mention, we have the Aaron from Overheard is going to do a set.
That has actually turned into Overheard Unplugged. So
So Overheard Unplugged. And that'll
be the breakfast thing at Joust.
$500, which is a great band out of Kingston. And another great band out of Kingston that I want to shout out, King and Yellow, who are on Local Waves quite a bit. One of the great bands happening right now in the area, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the lineup is crazy. There's a lot of acts. And I guess what I want to say is, I think I said this to you, as someone who is like deeply mired in music bands for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
You are one of the lineups that I'm like, who are half of these bands? Because they are these just really deep cut reunions or bands that have not been active for a long time or side projects. But they're so good. And so, I should mention Phantom Tollbooth, one of only a few shows since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
The Dam Builders, first show in 29 years, among Das Damen, who you kind of reunited last year and are playing again, and all these great bands. The list goes on and on. How do you approach this lineup? How does it come together? Because it's such a unique lineup. That's what makes this festival so unique.
Yeah, so thank you for all that, by the way. The first year that we did this, it was Dromedary's 30th birthday. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to have a party because that's, it seemed like 30 years of doing anything is worth having a party. But I wanted to do it here. And so much of Dromedary's first 25 years was in New Jersey. I was worried that it wouldn't translate to have a bunch of bands up here. You know, they're very much a very big part of Dromedary's being a local label. Local was a different place, 10 years ago than it is now. So I felt like I need to have some bands play that people will want to see. And so I started asking, friends and calling in favors and things like that. And it went over so well and it was so much fun. And there were a couple of bands that year, Matter Rose and Lotion and Das Damen, who hadn't played in years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of people got out of it was, oh my God, I never thought I'd ever get to see them again. And then there was this other piece of it where the bands themselves, they knew each other from back in the day.
Once you got one, it made it easier to get the next and the next. And it sort of just coalesced around this, hey, our friends from 20, 30 years ago are playing. Why don't we play? And it's low pressure in a way. It's not like, you got to sell your tickets. You got to do that.
Yeah, there's no money for anybody.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be relaxed.
Yeah, it's what's happening is, this year when I sort of made a list and said, okay, well, if I can get some of these bands, then I'll do it again. Mm-hmm. And this year when I reached out to some of them, their response was, I wanted to play last year. So, and I didn't ask them last year,
So
they're hearing about it, which makes it really, really cool. And there are some bands like that, like Bunny Grunt, who are from St. Louis, and Rebecca Gates from the Spinanes. She lives in California, and she's going to come out and play this year. I think as the word spreads, it gets to be like, oh, okay, this is a thing. It's got legs now. And that makes it a lot of fun for me because I don't feel like, I'm begging.
Yeah. Well, that's a great note to end on. That is, we're talking about Drom Fest, which is going to happen in August. The lineup is now out there. If you just search Drom Fest, that's DROM Fest.
Mm-hmm.
You will find it. Just got announced, and tickets are on sale.
Yep.
And it's happening in Catskill, which is a great thing because it's such a small town to sort of be taken over by the Hoboken to Catskill pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are at all into that sort of alternative or college rock of the 80s, 90s, 2000s, this is just such a delightful an interesting and varied lineup. Check it out. And Dromedary Records, I'm going to end our segment playing a track by Overheard right now. Thanks for coming on, Al. This is Local Waves in Conversation on WGXC, and this is Overheard.
Thanks, Mike.
Never mind who I've been.